right. So, I think we are back. Yes, we are back.
You think we're back?
I think we're back. We're recording, so it looks like we're doing good.
We're back-ish.
We're back-ish.
Which is better than black-ish.
I've never watched the show, so maybe.
I've never watched it either.
I don't know. It's Anthony Anderson. It's pretty funny. Bam. So, anyway, ladies and gents, hey, welcome back. Going live on the stream here. My camera looks a lot better this time because I've done some things differently. And you're listening to Titties and Tangents.
Hello.
It's been a little while.
A couple weeks, yeah.
Yeah, as always, I'm Jay. And
I'm Nico. And now he's drinking water.
Ah, delicious. So how are you, madam? It's been a while. I missed your face. I've seen you, but not like...
We didn't record. We went to the movies. We got lazy that way.
Yeah, yeah. Because we were supposed to record the day before.
When we went to the movies, it was a Thursday. And we were supposed to record before we went to the movies. Right. And we were like... It never happened.
Yeah, it happens sometimes.
But we saw Captain America.
We did. That was good. It's probably one of the best.
Oh yeah,
one of the best comic movies.
Although I felt that ending was a little flat. I was just kind of hoping for a little more.
Okay.
It felt like there was really no resolution to anything that happened in the movie.
Well, but then doesn't that just give lead to the?
Right, but that's it doesn't need to lead into anything. Like, we already want more movies. We don't need to be left waiting for another movie. We already want it.
I wanted
more movies before that one came out.
Right.
I did feel it was a little flat. But okay. I still really, really liked it. I'll buy it when it comes out.
Yeah, yeah. I super enjoyed it. Yes. I'm going to say I enjoyed it more than BVS.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, completely.
Martha!
Why'd you say that name?
Right, yeah, no, I'm good.
Because we have the same names.
Yeah, that was not the best reason to stop a fight. Your mom's have the same name, man. I was like, what?
That's cool and all. Still gonna kick your ass, homie.
I still like that you yelled like a little girl in the theater, though.
I do, because that was so awesome. Bless you.
Yes, it was awesome.
Awesome, like... I felt kind of bad because I was like cursed and right next to that little old lady next to me. It's like, holy shit, yes!
She liked it.
She did. She they cheered too. Yeah. It was awesome.
No, it was good. Although I don't like that they're actually spoiling that scene in trailers on TV now.
They are?
Mm-hmm.
Motherfuckers.
So people that haven't seen it are already going to know.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. I did the same thing on, Legends of Tomorrow?
Oh, I haven't.
Yeah. Well, the Atom, he does the same thing, and I saw that, and I was like, yes, victory is mine.
Yeah. I still think Spider-Man stole that movie.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, completely. Yeah.
Even though he was only really a cameo, he still stole that movie.
Completely stole it, because, I mean, like, he played it, that dude played it
perfectly.
Like a little 15-year-old kid fucking fanboying out around all
smart
these superheroes.
Mouth.
Yeah. Just, yeah, smart mouth, little angsty little teenager and shit.
On a similar note, I just took a test on Facebook. Which celebrity should you have a baby with?
Yeah.
I got Robert Downey Jr., and I am okay with that.
Yeah, yeah. So. I mean, most people would be.
Yes. You are cool, smooth. Oh, smooth talking and smart. Your kids will set a new standard of excellence. So, Robert, call me.
Hey, RDJ. Get on these ovaries, baby.
That's right. Getting old, man. Old and wrecked.
Oh, shit. So, let's see. You've had an adventure recently.
I did. I just got back from Disneyland 2 days ago.
Yay, Disney,
I'm still tired. Even though I slept, like, half the trip.
But yeah.
Yeah. It was so relaxing and so nice to be away from work. And
yeah. How's the drive usually down there? Because you have to go, like, before the crack of dawn, right?
We leave at, like, 2 in the morning, 2:30. Yeah. And then we're usually there before 8. So, it's about 5.5 hours. With mom and all her pee breaks, it's not too bad.
Right.
So. I enjoy it. Like the drive home, where I actually ended up having an allergy attack because usually I drive for like the first 3 hours or so because mom has a hard time driving when it's really dark out. And I ended up getting a severe allergy attack and my eye got all swollen and nasty. Oh, wow. So I was like, okay, you drive. And I said, I think I need to try and sleep because this isn't going. So I ended up sleeping a good portion of the drive there.
Just like out of nowhere allergy attack?
Oh, yeah. That's funky. And then I ended up having allergies the first 3 days that we were down there. So I had to go buy a bunch of allergy meds. And my eyes all leaking. And I'm just like, mom's like, stop crying. I'm not. Although I did tear up during World of Color because I always do.
All right. So what is the World of Color for the for me, the one who's never been to Disney.
Yeah, there's something wrong with you. I don't know if we're even friends. World of Color is at California Adventure. There's an area called Paradise Pier, and it's actually, they've designed it like a pier, so there's a big section of water.
Okay.
Hundreds of millions of gallons of water, and they actually put in these fountains that spray water in the air. Some of them shoot fire.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and then they actually project videos on the screens of water that are projected, and they have different colors and music.
Oh.
And some of the rides are involved. And
that sounds pretty dope.
Yeah, so we paid extra for the World of Color dessert seating, and they had fancy cheese and bread. And
I saw that. I saw
champagne.
You took a little flick of that and shared it with the world.
Yeah, mom drank all the champagne, so she had four glasses. Because it's two per person, so we didn't tell them I wasn't drinking mine.
Well, of course.
We just gave them all to mom. She's like, I'm tipsy. And 20 minutes later, I'm not tipsy anymore, but I gotta pee. And then it was every 5 minutes after that. It's like, oh my God, can we go back to the room so you can just sit on the toilet?
The seal has been broken.
Yeah, pretty much that's what happened. It was so bad. It was just like, come on, man. Like, seriously? Go, just go to the back. Go, okay,
just go pee.
Stop one more time. I think we stopped at every toilet on the way out of Disneyland.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, like, it was ridiculous. She has to pee all the time.
It's crazy. Oh, small bladder.
Yeah, teeny, teeny, tiny, itty bitty. Plus, she's, you know, she's 52 now, so if she gets a good giggle or a sneeze and it's all over, so she's got to go to the bathroom every time just in case. I'm going to start putting a blanket under.
Never trust a laugh.
Yeah, nope. She, I got yelled at a couple times for making her laugh. Now I gotta go change. Sorry.
My bad. Oh, shit.
But it was a lot of fun. I wish I could have stayed. We extended our stay one day. And
I saw you get a new boyfriend down there.
Oh, Stitch.
Yeah.
His old boyfriend.
Wow, sorry.
We rekindled our romance.
Rekindled.
Yes. No, I love Stitch. He came up, gave me a hug, so I took my picture with him.
There you go.
It was a good time, though.
Wonder they usually like trade out people in those things. I'm guessing, yeah.
What, inside the costumes?
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Yeah,
they're and they're all girls.
Really?
Most of them are girls because the costumes are so hot.
Yeah.
They have to have little tiny ass people in them.
Ah.
And you can usually tell if you watch the way they walk when they're not doing their character walk or whatever. You can tell they're all chicks.
Yeah. Okay. Right on.
But you know they do kissing noises. They're cute and the kids love it. Yeah. So. It was more fun for us because we actually went to a breakfast, character breakfast, and it was actually more fun for us to watch the interaction with the kids and the characters while we ate.
That's cool.
Still came over and we took pictures with them, but
yeah.
It's just like the music will come on and the characters start dancing and all the little kids start going batshit
crazy.
Oh, yeah. And they start dancing with them and it's cute. It's really cute.
That's pretty dope. Mm-hmm. Right on. Good shit. So, I'm glad you had a good time.
I did.
Welcome back. It's good to have you back.
I'd still rather be in Disneyland.
You know what? I mean, in we'll sit here and look at this mug or be in Disney. I would pick Disney.
You can come
Disney
with me. I would have no problem. We could record there. I just don't want to be back at work. I worked 2 days and it was too much.
You're like, I'm leaving again.
Yeah, so I already need a vacation. I can't stand
not the biggest fan of the. I haven't been I've been to Disney World. I think people know that by now. Like once as a small child and got lost, and then
you got lost? No, I didn't even know that.
Well, because my aunt was like, "Hey, we're gonna go." Me and my cousin were like, "We're gonna go on a ride," and then she was like, "Wait right here," and then like she left, and so we started to walk around like, and we probably weren't even like that far. But honestly, like age wise, I'm thinking like 8 or 9, and just the spaz out of like being somewhere new, somewhere different. And, like, not knowing.
No.
Yeah. And usually, like, you know, growing up, my mother would be like, hey, we go to the grocery store. And she's like, hey, go get something. And I'm like, all right. And I come back to the aisle where she was or when I left her.
And then you got
to
do the walking up
and
down.
Yeah, I got to fucking search up the whole goddamn store for this woman. So that was kind of my instinct, too. I'm like, well, maybe she's somewhere close. And then after a while, I was like, all right, we don't know where we're at. So he just, like, you know, tugged on somebody's shoulder. It was like, help, we're lost. And then, of course, the blur it out and she comes back and I don't even remember the rest of that Disney World trip. That's all I remember was getting lost. And that was like towards the end of the evening. Like seriously, like that's all I remember.
Some little random black boy can't find his mama.
Yeah. That was it. Just lost. I was like, oh well, fuck it. I guess there goes Disney. But then we went back to Universal Studios senior trip in high school. Had a good time now. I don't remember shit. Only thing I remember there is not going into Nickelodeon Town or some shit. Like all
I think you've told me.
Yeah, like all my partners went, and I was just like, I don't watch Nickelodeon. I'm staying outside.
Yeah, you told me that.
Fucking Grimace. Fucking asshole. Probably would have had a good time in there and shit. I'm just standing outside in the fucking heat. Hot as a bitch.
That's why I don't like any of the Universal Studios. I feel like they don't have enough coverage to stay cool.
Yeah, I don't know. Like, I didn't watch Nickelodeon, so I don't know. I didn't get it.
You're just a grump. That's what you
mean. Yeah, I just turned into, at a very young age, I was an old man.
Right. I've been there. I understand.
Yeah. That's how I am now. Like, when we go to these fucking X-Fest and Lucky Fest and all that shit. Like, maybe 4 hours in, my feet hurt, and I'm just like, can we just go? Hate
I'm
being
not
here
drunk
now.
No more. These people are stupid.
Yeah, because then, like, the beer is just shit beer, and it's no
it's
real
all the,
alcohol.
It's all the foam left at the bottom.
Yeah. It's like, Lucky Fest, but why do you have Blue Moon? Like, we need more Guinness and, and more, you know, I don't know, something.
Something.
Jaeger bombs or some shit. I don't even think Jaeger is. That's
something
German.
Green.
Yeah,
something
we need
green.
More green beer and more green alcohols to make this happen, but whatever. So, needless to say, I'm not going to any more fests, I don't believe.
Yeah, we'll see. You usually get.
I always say that, and these fuckers always want to. Well, my mic's here, and everybody else is like, God damn it. All right, fine.
And then you'll complain.
Yes. Yeah. Such
whatever.
Is life. That's how I do.
That's what,
But, see, what have I had going on?
Gym. More gym.
Been doing the gym like a motherfucker, man. Trying to be less fat. And people say they see it in my face, so I'm rocking with that. So. You know, a shit ton of water every day. I've got like, I don't know what these are. It's like a quart, maybe.
Maybe, I don't know.
Hey, anybody knows the measurement on this damn thing, let me
it's
know.
Probably like
whatever.
24 ounces? That's probably more than 24 ounces. Probably 32.
Yeah, I think it's like 32. But I go through like 5 or 6
that's
of these
good,
in a day.
If it is 32, you only need to drink 2 of them, technically.
Oh, really?
You're only supposed to drink, or need to drink 64 ounces of water. More is better.
Yeah,
but,
yeah.
Yeah.
But I've noticed like my skin feels a little bit better and I'm not as dry. I don't, you know, I still need lotion.
That's true.
And shit,
your head is not nearly as ashy as normal.
Yes. So I'm
that's
trying
good.
Trying to stay hydrated, and the gym is actually kind of fun. Like the biggest thing is taking was that Harry Potter? Because that's what I always see. Was there some scene in one of the movies where there was a memory that had to be pulled out?
Uh-huh.
Is that what that was?
They do those, yeah.
Okay. So I had to kind of do that to myself with just a thought. Like, I always say to myself, if I go home, I'm not leaving back out. I'm not going to the gym, so I better do this right now after work.
Okay.
And so I've just kind of, like, took that out. And so now I can actually...
Go
like
out
now, yeah, like,
home.
Yeah, like, now we can do this, and I'll most likely go.
Good. That's good.
Yeah. I'm going to eat some yard bird, eat a little bit of dinner, something light.
Yeah,
and
protein.
Then, yeah,
good
and then go out. Go and jam because I got to get it in because I thought about it this morning because yesterday I went twice.
Yeah, I saw in the morning you'd gone.
Yeah, in the morning because I woke up and I'm like, fuck it, I'm not gonna go back to sleep. And that's what I did. I just got up and threw my shit on and jammed out.
Good.
And then this morning I was like, fuck it, I'm not going to work.
Hey, you know, it happens.
Yeah.
I'm still exhausted from my trip. And I noticed I slept better there than I do here.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. One night, I mean, granted, I wasn't feeling well the whole trip, but one night I slept 10 and a half hours. I mean, I woke up 2 or 3 times in there.
Right.
Since I got home, I've been sleeping like 4.5.
Oh, wow. That sucks.
So I'm like, I want to go back to the hotel bed.
I was going to say, are they a better bed? Or?
They're really nice beds. Plus, it's quiet and it's just a different environment.
Yeah.
So I just crash the fuck out.
It's your joyful environment.
Yes. I'm very happy when I'm in Southern California, but only if I'm going to Disneyland. I don't like SoCal otherwise.
Ah.
Yeah, if all that.
The rest of SoCal can be burning hell. Just
yeah,
leave,
I just
leave Disneyland.
When California falls in the ocean, I'm still going to go to Disneyland.
No, but there you go.
Yeah.
Nothing wrong with that. Shit, fuck it. Good times. like we're going to the island.
I'll be out there floating.
There you go. Where are all the Disneys? Are there a shit ton of Disney parks just all over, right?
Ours, Florida. There's one in Tokyo, one in Paris. I think they're opening. There's one open, I think, in Shanghai, China. Mm. I think there's one or two more, but I can't remember off the top of my head.
Gotcha. I need a shit ton of money so I can go on my dad's cruise. They're going to China and Japan this year.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. In theory, I actually broke it down. Like, but it's the price is booked on double occupancy, right?
Right.
So I think it's like 20... let me just say 2033 for an inner cabin, like towards the bowels of the boat.
Right.
And then it's like another $200 more for a cabin with the window, right?
Right.
So I looked at it. So it's 600 down, and you can even break up the down payment. So it's like $600 for the down payment. $100 is non-refundable. And then I think I broke it down to where it's like, if I pay, if I did $150 per pay period and did like $300, because you have to have it paid off by
right.
I think it's by December. So yeah, they give you like 6 months to have it paid off, but it's not until like next year, but it has to be right. all paid off. I broke it down, like, if I had started when I did the calculations, it would have been like the $600 down and then like $300 a month to That's pay it all bad. Off. Which, no, it's not bad. I mean, I got bills more than that, but. But it's based off of W occupancy, and the airfare is not included. So you have to fly to China, and then because the cruise ship takes off from China, and you're going around like China and Japan, and then you come back, and then you.
Yeah, no, I'm good.
Yeah.
If they want to take me on a cruise ship to China, maybe. But I'm not. No.
But it's like a 14-day cruise.
Yeah, I'm not taking.
Like, I would love
I
that.
I'm not taking a 32-hour flight to China to sit on a boat for 14 days and then take a 32-hour flight back. I'm good.
Well, I'm thinking from California, we can go the other way, right?
Instead of it's going, still a long-ass flight. It's yeah. still around the world.
Yeah.
I'm sure it's probably something along the line of between 10 and 15 hours.
Probably. I hate yeah. a 3-hour flight going yeah, to Chicago. Yeah, right? That shit is like I'm like all cramped
I
and
mean,
shit.
Well, for you, it's especially bad. For me, I could sleep on a plane. But
I can't sleep on a plane.
I can. I pass the fuck out. See, like I would just give you a Benadryl and be like, here, shut up, go sleep.
There you go. Yeah, yeah.
Take this Dramamine and call me in the morning.
Or some of the devil's lettuce, because that shit put me out recently. Like, I look, I just.
Naughty, naughty.
And it's a plant from Earth. God put it here for you and me.
I see nothing wrong with it except that it's not legal in California for fun use.
No, I had a headache.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You know how I get them headaches sometimes.
Yeah, uh-huh.
Headache completely.
Yeah.
So yeah.
That sleeping must have helped then.
It did. I felt great afterwards. Got back up and was like, fuck, let's get this beer pong going again.
Oh, was that so, when you fell asleep on the...
Yep. When I was man down on the couch. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I saw
that. That was it.
I still think you should have drawn a dick on your face.
I'm glad they didn't.
I'm not.
I'm glad that they did not do that.
I'm going to talk to Eric and be like, excuse me, could you draw a dick on his face the next time? I know you and I aren't particularly close, but I promise this will benefit us both. If there's a dick on...
Hey, Pops, you joined. What's going on, Big Al? Hey, if you can hear me on this thing, hopefully my mic is not all funky the way I got this sitting
this
up here.
It should be fine, because they can usually hear you on mine. Just
oh, okay, cool. Hey, Dad, I need a way to get to this cruise, man, in China.
He needs money.
Yeah, that too. I need money. So if you want to just throw another, you know, $6,000 my yeah. way, I'd be down for that. Just saying. Hey, Isabel, what's happening? JoJo, Mom joined. I see a bunch of joins. I don't know if they're still watching, though.
No, they don't necessarily stay on. It just lets you know the first time they join.
Got
so they may
it.
Come back on Got and it. Off, but you wouldn't know.
Yeah, yeah. I only have one viewer again, so whatever.
Yeah, he heard you ask for money. He's like, I'm out. Ridiculous.
Door slams, tire screech. But yeah, we had our grill and chill over at Eric's the other day, and that was a good-ass time.
I saw.
So just we're gonna be doing that probably every twice a month. Like
there you go.
Pay weeks is gonna be at Eric's.
Yeah.
It's gonna be at Eric's house. We're gonna do it, and I know we're doing it Memorial Weekend. So if you want to come and hang out, you're more than
we'll
welcome.
See. I am off. Well, I'm getting potentially
potentially
potentially I am getting a crown.
So okay.
We'll see how I feel. I'm actually off that Friday.
What up, Johnny?
I might take myself to see X-Men. I was supposed to buy tickets for me and Enrique to go, even though he owes me money for tickets.
Right.
I'm not really sure how that worked out. No, he was broke. He's like, buy the tickets and I'll pay you back, and
right.
I'll buy you a Slurpee.
Ooh.
Like, but then I spent all my money at Disneyland. So.
And then there goes that. When does X-Men come out?
Next week.
God damn, already?
Yep.
Jesus.
Yeah, all so right. I might see on payday if I have enough money, if there's any tickets left available for Thursday. Even though
go.
I'll be all fucked up from getting my tooth done. But.
Hey, Johnny, man, we need to go shooting, bruh. Sometime soon. Just saying. I mean, I don't have shit, but you do. So we need to make that happen, Doc. Yeah, we're going to do the grill chill. And then this, we're going to start doing, like, themed barbecues and shit.
Oh,
so the Memorial one is going to be a sausage fest. So, which it normally always is.
I was
going to
say, you
rarely
guys never...
ever. We never have any females over
right,
there.
Yeah.
Not from lack of trying. Motherfuckers just don't want to come through. But,
well, yeah, we've all seen the sausage available. We're like, no,
you know.
I'll stay home.
But it's going to be, you know, bring beer and a sausage. brats, kielbasas, Polish sausages, hot links.
Just so
dogs.
You know, if I show up, I'm going to go to Spencer's and I'm going to buy a bunch of dick hats.
That's cool.
Be like,
we'll wear them.
I know you would too, huh? If I actually was willing to spend the money, I would do
it. Yeah, but also
I would buy a bunch of, what is it? What's those thing women do when they get married? The woman's party.
Oh, a bachelorette party.
Thank you. I've never been to one or had one. You know, when they have all the dick necklaces and stuff. That's the kind of shit I would bring to a sausage party just because I'm an asshole.
Hey, Dan. I see you out there, man. Hey, we're talking about trying to get out to this. All right. Well, we as in me talking about trying to get out to this cruise because I've missed all of them except for that one that we went way back when. So, like I said, if you want to, if we have a person who can stay in a room with me, I'd be down for that. Or whatever.
They have to let them know how he snores.
Yeah, I snore like a bear in the woods, so that's kind of scary. Yes! Say he's got me on a lottery list when he wins. I appreciate that, Dad, because that'd be awesome. I don't even need much. Just cruise pay for. Other than that, let me just borrow $1 once you win that lotto. I don't want to be too deep in debt with anybody. But hopefully, I need
ridiculous.
To play my damn self. I need to play the lottery my damn self. I'm tired of being broke.
We played while we were in LA and we didn't win. We were mad.
Yeah, sucks. Fucking gambling. What up, Rex?
I did win a ticket on a scratcher, though.
Oh, well, there you Woo! Go. There you go. All right, we're going to pause real quick. All right. I really need to try this lottery thing. Whenever I buy tickets, though, I'd buy like $2 to $3 of all of them.
Yeah, Mom usually gets, like, I think it's a California combo, $5 each.
Oh, okay.
So it's five lines on the Saturday one and five on the...
Okay.
I think that's what it is.
I just play all the lottos. I'm like the few thousand dollar one, the $100,000 one, the millions, the multi-millions, the bajillion dollar ones, like all of them.
All
like,
of them.
Yeah. So I'm like, I need money. I figure if I get my chances better doing it that way. But either way, that's probably never going to happen. I don't know if that young folks win the lotto. You got to be dead or a big-ass group of people.
Or about to die.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah.
Someday.
Right.
Mom's getting old, so I might have a chance.
Woohoo!
Don't tell her I said that. She'll kick me.
That she will. Oh, shit. What else is going on? Oh, you have not kept up on any of the CW shows, huh?
No, I don't bother. Right, except Supernatural, but I'm a week behind.
Right. But I mean the DC nerd shows.
Nope.
All right.
Not at all.
Yeah. It's I can't wait till fall. Because season two for Supergirl is getting picked up on the CW. So the four shows they have now are all going to have a big four-show episode crossover. I can't wait.
I know. I can't stay into them. I've tried. No? Like, Arrow held the most appeal, and I watched that one, and then I just can't.
Yeah.
I'm just like, meh.
Flash is really dope. Legends of Tomorrow, really good. I really want them to get Constantine because that could just be a whole week at DC and they put Constantine on Friday. He already crossed over on Arrow once. That was pretty fucking
awesome.
I
was really upset when that show actually got canceled.
Yeah.
That one I did watch.
It was a great show.
It was. I really liked that one.
Yeah. It just needed to be on a different network so it could
be. Yeah, it needed to be on a different network at a different time. It just wasn't at a good time slot, I don't think.
Yeah.
I think it was at, 10?
Was it that late?
I think so because it was, you know. Demons and shit. I don't know.
Yeah, like a later one, and then but he couldn't smoke on that show, and this and the other, which Constantine was always doing.
Yeah, I think he held a cigarette in a few episodes.
But he couldn't light it, if he did light it, it went to another scene or some shit. I don't know.
I smell your chicken. Now I have to sneeze.
Yeah, it's probably the oregano you're smelling.
Excuse me.
Oregano in the time, baby.
Yeah,
can't
maybe.
Wait for that yard bird to be done.
All of a sudden, I could just smell it. It's itching like crazy.
Flowing through the breeze, man. It's wafting in.
It is. It's all of a sudden, man.
Smells so good. Anyway.
It smells like allergies. That's what that smells like.
Chicken smells like allergies.
Yep.
So that was the cracking. What else you got going on?
Not a whole lot.
No?
I mean,
any tales from Death Row? Do we need to go tie anybody up in the closet or anything? Or are we not talking about Death Row tonight?
We can a little bit. Like, they're trying to take one of the doors off to our room. I don't know if we talked about it on the last podcast or not, but it needs to come off. There's no need for a door to be there, but it's at the back of my archenemy. And so she's throwing a conniption fit that everybody's out to get her and it's a power trip and blah, 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 blah. Well, the argument came down was if I think we did talk about this on the last
one. I think we did.
Yeah, yeah, but yeah. The argument came down as if something happened, nobody could hear us if the door's there or not. And then she gave a bunch of arguments proving that it would be better to have the door off. And it hasn't happened yet. I was really hoping it would happen while I was gone, yeah. But it did not, so...
Speed of death row, man. It'll get there eventually.
Well, it's not even death row that has to do it because our lease is through the company next door.
Oh, okay. Because
they're connected buildings, or basically connected buildings, so they actually have to. But I guess somebody actually came out to look and see.
Oh, okay.
Which I don't understand. You just pop a few hinges and take the fucking door. Like, why do you have to have somebody come out and look at the
Let's
door?
Let's go look at this job that we have to do and then,
right.
put,
and then
kick
get,
it out for another month and a half.
Right, and then get approval to remove a hinge. It's like, I could do it. Give me a hammer and a screwdriver. I'll have it done in 2 minutes.
Right.
I'm not even that strong anymore, so...
Like, I'll get the hands. You catch the door. Take the shit on out the front door. Let's go.
Oh, in Disneyland, though, Mom Scooter tried to kill me.
What?
Yeah, so, and apparently it only happens in this one section of Disneyland. Apparently it happened to her before there, so I think
Is there a Bermuda Triangle in Disneyland?
I think the smoking section in Disneyland, in Frontierland area, New Orleans Square, is actually cursed.
Ah, it's probably the curse of the dead smokers or something.
Probably. Well, it's right by Haunted Mansion, so maybe it's some of them ghosts or something. Yeah. But, so I have a bad, it's like, I think it's a tendon that goes from the inside of your thigh to your groin.
Okay,
that, you know, that hard, when you flex your leg, that hard. It's not actually a muscle, I believe it's a tendon.
Tendon, yeah.
So mine is, hurts all the time. I don't know what the hell I did. I pulled something. Whatever, I'm fat. Like, I need to work on it.
Back in the days, your tumbling days or something?
Yeah, probably, you know, when I was three. But, so, when Mom's sciatica isn't acting up, she tries to walk as much as she can. She's trying to improve the amount that she can walk. So, we alternate, which is also helpful for, because I have bad knees and whatnot.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And this fucking thing, I took my hand off the thing so I could turn and talk to her, and it kept going. And
took
so,
your hand off the gas?
Yeah,
like,
I took my hand off the gas. And even though, you know, in your head, you know that there's this fence that's going to stop you. You still put your feet out to try and stop, and I ended up wrenching my leg backwards.
Mm.
Yeah, it hurt so bad. And then, like, I just dealt with it that day. I was like, okay, I'll sleep on it. It'll be all right.
Yeah, yeah.
Next day, Mom's like, oh, you know, I got enough money if we need to rent you an electric wheelchair. I'm like, oh, no, I'll be fine. We walked from the hotel to the park, and I was like, oh, my God, I can't walk.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so we actually, the last day I was there on Tuesday, we had to rent me a chair because I could not walk. It was
so
ridiculous.
Both of you guys
were
scooting
out. So we were in our scooters all day just driving around. And I'm yelling at security, tell her she's going too fast. So it was nice having the scooter, but I've been doing really well with my walking. My numbers were all high. I got my Fitbit last week or the week before. I was all excited, and then I couldn't fucking walk. So I walked as much as I could. You know, I walked to and from the park each time because you can't take the scooter back to home, but they do hold it for you. So when we ended up going back, I got to get it again.
There you go.
But it was just like, really?
Why?
I was really not wanting to use any scooter or anything. I had I was actually walking with the cane. It was so bad trying to get to and from the hotel. Yeah, it was pretty gnarly. It actually, I've been taking walks at work every day since I got back, and it still hurts.
Oh, wow. I was going to ask you, how is it?
Yeah, that's part of the reason my numbers are so low. I can only get on my elliptical for like 10 minutes at a time, and I'm like, okay, I'm good.
And I'm out.
Yeah, but, you know.
Never a fan of the elliptical.
It's good because I do it while I'm sitting there in front of my TV and I just watch TV at home. Plus, it counts as your steps because you're moving your arm.
Yeah, there you
so
go.
That makes me happy. But the only thing I don't like is my elliptical has stupid feet things. I don't know what they're called. And so you have to wear shoes when you do it.
Yeah.
Well, normally it could be like a smooth surface, and then if I just feel like hopping on for 10 minutes, oh no, this fucker hurts your feet. Like, I have to put tennis shoes. I tried to do it in my slippers the other day, because you're not moving your feet, they're just stationary.
Just there.
Oh, no, it's not enough. You need a full shoe. I'm so irritated.
That damn thing.
Right, so then I'm like, and you know me, I get the urge to work out sometimes I'm in my pajamas.
Right.
Sometimes my pajamas consist of a tank top and underwear, so there I am, tank top, underwear, and a pair of tennis shoes, working out in my bedroom. It's like, oh.
Hey, you're not the first one to do that.
No, I know I'm not, but it's just like, and then I'm sitting there praying because the slats on my, because I have a sliding glass door in my bedroom. And well, one of them is missing.
Okay.
Like it broke and I haven't gotten a replacement. So I'm like, I hope my neighbors can't see me in my underwear and my tennis shoes right now. Fuck. Whatever.
Oh,
no
shit.
Bra, saggy boobs. I'm like, this is the sexiest I could possibly be.
This is it. Right here.
Right here. Sweating, nasty. Ugh. I give up.
You'll be all right. Once your leg gets better, you get your numbers back up.
Yeah, I mean, I've still been taking my walks.
There you go.
I realize, though, how little walking there is to do at my job.
Yeah.
When I was in the afternoon. I hadn't taken my walk yet that day. I was at less than 1,000 steps. I was like, damn.
Like, I need to get my walk in.
Yeah, so then we took a longer walk than usual on my afternoon break. And I was just like, this sucks. So then I'm like trying to find excuses to walk to Paulina's desk.
Yeah.
Hi. What do you want? Nothing.
Nothing.
But then that's bad because Matt fills up his stupid candy dish, so I get free M&Ms. So I walk back there, get a little handful of M&Ms, and walk back. I'm like, this is not working for me.
They're against you, man.
Yeah, so starting Monday, though, I am giving myself the rest of this weekend just to recuperate from Disneyland. And then I'm going to, because I have a habit of, I don't like to bring lunch.
Right.
Because I need to get away for 30 minutes or I'm going to fucking kill
everybody. Kill everybody, yeah.
So I'm going to actually write myself a note at work that says, walk your ass to the store and get a salad.
There you go.
Just a little $3 one. That's all I need. And it's still cheaper than all the other shitty food. I mean, granted, I buy semi-healthy food. Like, I go to El Pollo Loco and all I get is grilled chicken.
There you go.
So it's not terrible, but a salad would be better.
Yeah.
So
do you get the tortillas with it?
No.
No? Mm-mm. Just chicken?
Just chicken.
I've done that. I've killed many a grilled chicken in my lifetime.
Yeah, it's $4.99 for four pieces, so.
My name, babe.
Yeah, so, and I love the flavor of their chicken. Yeah, yeah. And granted, it does have the skin. I know that's bad, but too fucking bad. Like, some things I will not give up. I will give up Starbucks before I give up chicken skin.
Yeah.
So.
Hey, ladies, gotta have there's got to be a line in the sand.
Yeah, mine is chicken. Like, I love chicken. I will stab you for some chicken. So, they actually have a salad I want to try. They have double chicken salads now, so I might get one of those soon.
Right on. Double chicken salad.
But yeah, it's got, like, avocado. The only thing, I don't like pico, which is on it, so you can get it without it. And with pinto beans, you know, I don't do beans at all.
Yeah, yeah.
So, just sell none of those, please.
There you go.
Are pinto beans the yellow one?
Sure.
You're helpful. Thank you.
I don't know.
I don't eat a lot of beans, so.
I think pinto
beans are the yellow beans. So I might actually like those.
Okay.
I might be willing to try them, but.
I mean, just try one or two.
I don't like pico, though, because I hate tomatoes.
Nah.
Blah.
Love me some pico de gallo.
Sounds delicious. Close.
Well, this is true. Oh. Shit. Trying to figure out what the hell else is going on. It's been 2 weeks. I feel like nothing's really happened too
much. Yeah, we don't really lead the most active of lives.
This is true.
Have a crush on a guy that's in San Jose. His name is Nate. But
hey, Nate.
He works evenings, and he's only off on Thursdays and Fridays. So,
really,
we have no chance of meeting up.
Yeah,
but we talk every day.
Well, hey, I got crushes on people that I'd see damn near on a daily, and that shit ain't panning out for nothing, so what the fuck ever.
Yeah, I think I'm done trying to date. I've kind of just given up for a while.
Yeah.
I think I'll wait till I'm, like, 40.
There you go. Yeah. Not wrong with that.
I just need to get laid. But I only sleep around more. I don't even sleep around. But when I did sleep a little more randomly, I usually had alcohol involved. And I can't even like go hit up an ex because I'm like, I'm sober now. I can't.
Yeah. Like, I needed to be drunk for this shit. Yeah. But now I'm sober. And like, nope.
Because, I had one of my exes actually found me on a dating site. He's like, you should come over. And I was like, oh, my God, you're still so hot. I'm so tempted. But I was like, I'd have to be drunk. I can't. I just can't do it.
Yeah.
So I think my prospects are gone.
Yeah.
I'm never gonna. Well, Enrique was supposed to have an interview at Susie's. I don't know if he actually went because he said he wanted a part-time job. So if he does get one, I'm going to use his discount and be like, bitch, you need to buy me the Gigantor or some shit. I need some alone time.
There you go.
that's.
Yeah, same here. I come home to a dog and a... this fucking guy over here.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. I'm interested.
How did we end up in this boat?
I don't know.
I've
given up on shit. I don't know. There was somebody I'm interested in, and I asked out, and we had said, cool, we're going to do it. And then it
didn't
happen. Or I don't know if it would be scheduled. No. I think it might be scheduled for, if my brain is right,
2017.
In theory, next week. In theory, but I brought back up the like, hey, are we still doing this? And then I never got an answer, and so I'm like, well, all right.
Well, let me know because nothing else. The movie comes out Thursday. If there's still tickets, maybe we could get some of me and Enrique could go see X-Men.
I am down with that.
And we get paid Wednesday, so
yeah, I'm down with that jazz all day.
Yeah.
So yeah.
That'd be good.
Yeah.
It's so funny. Diane sits behind me at work and she always looks over my shoulder and she's like, what's Civil War? Because I write all the upcoming movies monthly on my calendar so I know which ones I want to go see. She's like, what's Civil War? Oh, that one's X-Men. Are those movies? Yes, those are my monthly movies. Leave me alone. I'm a dork, I know.
Ain't nothing wrong with it. So. Shit. But yeah.
You know what? Do you know what Vinylmation is?
Who?
Vinylmation?
No.
Okay, so they're a lot like the Funko Pop characters, only they're smaller and they all have Mickey Mouse ears.
Yeah.
So they're all Disney related. Gotcha. I think I've got my mom addicted to two of them. Because you don't know what they are when you buy them. They're sealed up in like a aluminum foil. Solid, whatever.
Yeah.
And she doesn't even like them.
Right.
But she likes to unwrap them. She just likes to, what are we going to get?
Likes the surprise.
Yes. So I think I have like 15 now.
Oh, wow.
And they're like $12 each.
Yeah.
Yeah. That we bought. This trip, we only got 5.
No.
But yeah.
And they're called Vinylmation?
Vinylmation. Huh. Yeah. All right. And, but it's so funny because we got some on Saturday and Sunday.
Yeah.
And then on Monday, she's like, do we have any prizes to open when we get home? Which is what we call the hotel room.
Right, right.
Because we're home. And I was like, no. She goes, I think we need to get more. I distracted. I was like, she spent a fuck ton of money on this.
Yeah,
But so I kind of steered her away from it. But yeah, I do think I've actually gotten her addicted to those.
Cause that's every crazy. Time we show,
do they have new ones? Are there different kinds?
Right, like, right.
Calm down, Mom.
This is the fireplace like
mantle
know,
is full.
This is the kind of thing. Like, if you don't know what you get.
Well, I mean, they have different themes. Like they had a Marvel set, and we've gotten
like a pirate
three
set
of those.
Or something.
Yeah,
or
we got some pirate ones before. We also got some Star Wars this time. We got Luke, Leia, and an Ewok.
All right,
Miss Peaches.
Peaches is back. Hi, Peaches. Silly damn dog. So
that is Mom's new addiction. Is those things? It's quite funny.
You gotta have something to collect, I guess.
Yeah, but she doesn't even, she doesn't collect things.
She just wants to open. She just wants to open.
Although they did end up on the fireplace mantle, which I found surprising. But she's like, now that they're up there, I don't dust very often. I was like, so that's really why you want them. So you don't have to dust. I'm like, I'm going to put you back on your housewife duties.
Give her a honey-do list before you leave?
Oh, shit. No. I can't make her one because she can't do nothing. She's fucking clumsy as hell. The other day, she fell over in the backyard. Almost fell over, tripping over her sandal.
How?
I don't know. Her foot slipped. I don't know. And then I got home yesterday and I looked on the floor in front of where she sits on the couch and there's 3 pairs of black flip-flops. I was like, is this where flip-flops go to die? Is that what's going on? She's like, shut up. They all look almost identical. You got 6 flip-flops right here. Which ones are you wearing?
These have a thicker heel, and this has a different thong in between the toe.
Well, it's funny.
And these have jewels on them. They're
one does have jewels. One was a very expensive pair, but I guess they were super, super comfortable. Expensive for us is $35 for shoes. And then she's like, and then these are my favorites. They're the $3 pair. I'm like, all right. And then when we got our pedicures the week before, the lady spilled nail polish on them, so now they got white stripes on them. So she's like, I kind of like how they look. Oh my god. But yeah, it's where black sandals go to die.
There you go.
My house.
You gotta have it. Right.
Ridiculous.
On. Yeah, well. Yeah. I don't think I got much more.
Yeah.
I think after that, I'm like stretching.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I'm still
kind of tired. I don't feel well since I got back.
Yeah,
so.
You got back to the valley, and it was welcome back. Here are your allergies.
I got allergies. I had a headache right away. I had a sore throat. I still wake up with a sore throat, fortunately. I was just like, I don't want to go. It's bad when you want to go back to SoCal for the breathability.
Just for the air.
I was like, I want the smog. I miss the smog. I can do so much better.
I'll take smog over pollen any day.
God. And even Mom's like, I'm congested.
Yeah.
And she's never had to deal with allergies before last year, so this is year 2 for her. She's like, this fucking sucks.
Yeah.
How do you deal with this every year? I'm like, welcome to my life.
Hey, lots and lots of drugs from lots of Sudafed
and
shit.
She gets mad. I'm like, take an allergy pill. Now! Why?
Right. The allergies is what's doing it.
I take too many pills. Okay, then just take one more and shut up. You'll feel better.
Yeah, what's one more to add to the collection?
Then she doesn't take one, and she gets so congested she has to take allergy pills and a Mucinex. I'm like, maybe you should have listened.
Yeah. Well, you know. What do you know?
Yeah, what do I know? I swear she's like my child sometimes.
Yeah. Yeah, that's how she does.
Yeah. She's so immature.
Hey, yeah, so far, whole show's been live, and my phone doesn't look like shit.
Yay! So,
did some different settings on my shit.
Who are we talking to? Hello?
That's Eric.
Hi, Eric.
I'm sure you heard her already. But,
Powers?
Yeah.
You should have drawn a penis on his face.
No, you shouldn't.
Yes, you should.
No.
I'll give you $1 next time.
Well, maybe next time you come and then you can have the honors.
All right. That might actually get me to show up, but I'm using Sharpie.
It's all right. I'll get some alcohol pads.
No, you won't. I'll steal your wallet.
Oh, shit.
I know your wallet's always empty anyway.
It is. It is. It's fucking just lint and dust and bullshit, apparently.
Oh, so mine has the same thing in it.
Anyway, hey, there you go.
Actually, I think I have like 32 cents in mine right now.
I actually think I plan on soon applying for an actual credit card so I can be an adult. Yeah, me and Eric are talking about it.
Can just you get afford one of those, your bill?
Yeah. I'll just get like one of them little small bitches of like, if I can, you know, I get approved for like a little $300 one.
You just be just smart with gas it. Yeah, so you use it for gas and then you make your payment.
Yeah.
And you actually pay it.
Yeah, I will. It'll just be part of my bill shit, you know.
I'm just saying, you don't be like, oh, I'm just going to pay the minimum this month. No, if you only use it for gas, you actually make the whole payment because you would have had to pay that anyway.
Yeah.
Got my eye on you.
Very true.
I'm going to make you be responsible.
I am doing that.
Yeah, I know. You're getting better, but I got to stay on you because
it helps.
Somebody
got to do it. Yeah. Right. I called the other day to the bill collector for my last thing on my credit.
Did you ever collect that Best Buy money?
Yes.
Because you can do it online now, so don't make me hit you.
Yeah, I did it, and they send it to me, and it gets bent real quick.
Okay, that's fine. As long as you finally did it.
Yep. But so I called the place that has my last little thing on my credit report, but they don't do the I couldn't give them my card number, and then they just pull it next week.
Oh.
So I have to call them next week and do it, and so hopefully that'll boost my shit up a little bit, and then after that I'll do the try and get the card, and then I gotta figure out how to refi my fucking car so I can get a lower payment. I'm trying to do all this adult responsible shit.
You can either contact who your thing is, your loan is already with, or you could contact another bank to see what terms they want to offer you.
Right.
So
to see what that is all about. So yeah, trying to do this adult shit. But I think we got it. So check it out.
Relatively short episode, but
yeah, it's like 40 minutes or so. A little bit more than 40 minutes. So it's not too bad.
Maybe we'll have a bigger
I'm done.
I'm so tired. I just want to go home and put on a pair of comfy pants. Like, the minute I got here, I undid my pants.
There you go.
It was the best thing ever.
So, what have people been what?
I forget. Oh, next week maybe we'll have a better episode.
Oh, okay. So they want, like, longer episodes again?
Well, people want longer episodes. I get asked, actually, for them frequently.
Right.
But now that I don't drink, I don't know how to be funny for long periods of time. I can only do it for a little bit, so.
I'm not really active and do shit. I go to the gym.
I'm going to have to get you drunk
on
episodes.
We can do that.
We need to have people on, too, because that would be more fun.
Yeah.
We still owe Tyler a visit.
We do. We got to get him out of here.
Oh, Enrique wants to come on again. I told him he's on a trial basis. And we got to get Chimpo on. I don't know if he'll watch the video, but I'm going to yell at his ass because he said he's going to make us an intro.
Oh, okay.
He's a big old liar. I don't have no intro yet.
Damn Chimpo. Anyway.
I miss my Chimpo. He and I need to hang out more.
Yeah, man. He just needs to get out of the house more.
Well, he's a hermit like me, so I get it. But, you know, the one time I was supposed to go over there, he was going to cook me dinner. I didn't feel good. I never feel good. Oh, I did actually get some blood work done. I'm severely, severely anemic, and my vitamin D, which is supposed to be between 30 and 70 is 10.
Ah.
So that's probably part of why I've been under the weather.
Do you need just more vitamins? Or
I do. I'm going to increase. I already take both of those, so I'm going to increase the vitamin D that I take, but I refuse to increase the iron that I take, and I've already told the doctor that because that will make you constipated.
Eat more spinach. There's lots of iron in spinach.
There's lots of iron in other foods that aren't as gross.
Spinach ain't bad.
Mm. Like instead or of because my anemia is so bad, I can just go back to getting iron infusions, which is what I used to have to do because the weight loss surgery I had bypasses the duodenum, which is where you absorb iron.
Gotcha.
So no matter how much spinach I eat, it's just not going to be enough. So.
Well, there's that.
Yeah. No, they actually called me yesterday to let me know that my test results were in. And she's like, oh, so he wants you to take iron? I'm like, I already told him I took iron.
Yeah.
Oh. Okay, we'll call you back. I'm like, plus it makes you constipated, and I don't like that with all the colon cancer shit that runs in my family. I'm like, I don't want any issues with my ass.
No, don't need that at all.
I don't like cameras in my butt. It's happened before. I don't like it. I don't like that the doctor was like, hey, you should watch. No, I don't want to watch. I don't.
Why? Not why? No.
Yeah. He's like, oh, you can look at it on the camera. I'm like, oh, I'm good.
I trust you.
And then he's like, did you know I wanted to be a mechanic? I'm like, what? Please don't talk to me while you have a camera in my butt. Please just don't. I don't. No. I want
to
go. I
wanted
now.
To be a mechanic.
That's
awesome.
What he's telling me. I'm like, okay, well, tune me up, but let's get a move on.
Yeah. Yeah.
Don't like cameras in my butt. No. No. Not a fan.
I wouldn't. No, I wouldn't think it's a good thing.
You're going to have to get one soon.
I mean, one day.
Yeah. See, what I have is a sigmoidoscope, which the camera does not go in as far as a colonoscopy, so they actually keep you awake for it, which is terrible. I think they should always put you to sleep when they want to stick a camera in your
butt. I mean, unless you're really into that kind of thing, like,
I'm not into the butt stuff too much. Not all my colon history family, like my grandma died of colon cancer in her 40s. It usually doesn't kill you till you're like 80. Yeah, so I already have to get checked. I'm like, no, you don't need to touch my butt.
No,
you can leave my butt alone.
Just leave it right on alone.
You want to watch the camera? Nope. I sure don't need to see the crack of my ass. That's why it is behind me. Thank you. Want to be a mechanic? Fuck you! Get out of my butt. I want to go home. I don't like you no more. Asshole.
Jackass.
Like, who says that? Especially, I was like 26 at the time. I was like, this is really nerve wracking.
Right.
And now I know you'd rather have a wrench in my ass. That's great. Fucking terrible.
Oh shit.
That's a great note to end on.
Yeah.
Cameras
yeah,
in my butt.
That is awesome. Cameras in the butt.
Cameras in the butt.
All right, y'all. Well, for the few viewers who jumped on and stayed a little while and ran and jumped back in every once in a while, appreciate you. Thank you. And for y'all listeners out there, when after I put this up, thanks for listening. So, past that, we're going to get up out of here.
Oh, you know, I can't wait till Victor yells at me now.
Why?
You know he's going to yell when he has to hear about my butt.
Oh, he'll be fine.
Yeah, I know. It'll be great, though.
Yeah, Mr.
I love pissing him off
vacation
every week.
Man and shit.
I know. He went on a cruise.
I know. Motherfucker Dick. Didn't invite nobody.
His wife. Good night.
Later, y'all.